You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
On the third month, Am Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim and they came to desert. What's the desert name?
Sinai.
So it mentions in the Torah, Bayom Hazeh. Bayom Hazeh means on this day. The grammar is not fitting. It should say on that day. Bayom Hazeh is, it's present just now. So what we learn from here, in Sinai, what's the benefit that you come to the
desert?
No, that was Pesach. Pesach, yes. We have to place ourselves. We came out of Mitzrayim. But how come he says here in the present form that we just came to Sinai?
Why?
So Rashi helps us. Rashi HaKadosh says that it should have mentioned Bayom Ahu, but why he says Bayom Hazeh? Why?
Because it's happening to us also.
What is happening?
It's not that, okay, happened at that time, finished. It's still there.
What is there? What does Bayom Hazeh mean?
Today.
Sorry?
Today.
Right, but so what's the message here? What do we learn?
The energy of that.
John?
Energy of that day, that Hazeh, is always going to be the same.
What type of energy it has?
Good one.
What are we supposed to learn?
It's with us all the time.
What is with us all the time?
This good energy.
What type of good energy it is? It
came from Simon.
What good it makes you that you came to the desert? I don't understand. What's the benefit? Rashi HaKadosh says, "Sheyeh divrei Torah chadashim alecha kilu hayom nitenu." Rashi HaKadosh says, you have to have a type of excitement that the Torah is given today. That's why he says, today.
Every day we have to have that energy.
Chazak baruch, beautiful. I'm sorry? Beautiful, very nice, beautiful. Wah, 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 wah. Chazak baruch. When was Torah was given?
6 days later.
I'm sorry?
6 days later.
6 days later. So it doesn't make sense. Rashi HaKadosh teaches us at this point, and when we came to the desert, that the Torah should be so fresh, so exciting, just it's given today. But we just heard a bad call that informed us, no, that's not true. The Torah was given 6 days later. So this doesn't make sense.
So, when you going somewhere, when you have a few days before it, you're all excited, you're all energized, you're like 5 more days, 3 more days, 2 more days. So there's a certain mentality, certain mindset that you establish, you know, once you get there and it actually becomes the day that we're supposed to do and get whatever you need to get, then it becomes even more.
Nice, beautiful. So like, let's say, was that a shame? You like to go visit in Kotel HaMaravi.
Amen.
So, month before, you're excited. That's true. So, but here, Rashi doesn't say this. It says that Divrei Torah should be fresh to you, just as given today. But the timing doesn't match.
6 days preparation together.
I'm sorry?
6 days preparation together.
The preparation?
Yeah.
Yes, but he's talking about the Divrei Torah. It says the Divrei Torah is like tefillin, like Birkat HaMazon, like Shema.
Stay with you every day of the week.
No, no, no. Here it says you have to have such a feeling that you're standing by Har Sinai, and Hashem gave you the Torah today, not 3,000 years ago. Today, right now. But again, the timing doesn't fit. Yeah, it doesn't match. So now, when they came to Har Sinai, so 6 days later, they were informed that we have a meeting at the 6th of Sivan. So that means, what does it mean? No, you just said, no, let's say you're going to vacation. So, excitement to go to vacation, what does it mean?
Preparation.
Understand, but why are you excited? What's the point here? Why are you excited? Why? Because you love, you cannot wait to go to Kotel HaMaravi. You cannot wait to go to Rabbi Meir Bar Anes. You cannot wait. So what does that mean?
You want to go.
Like let's say, if you were not informed, and somebody calls you, and says, you know, I have an extra ticket. You want to come with me today? Sure. Would you go?
Yes, drop everything.
But you lost the excitement, the preparation.
I know.
No?
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
It's not.
You just, you know, you're going. No? There's a difference, no?
Yeah.
See, you're full of shur, you know. Not salty. You know, you lots of energy, lots of... You know, Hayajan. Here, Rashi HaKadosh is teaching us, and we will listen to this. If you want to know, one is really, really Oved Hashem, see how he prepares himself for Shacharit. How he prepares himself for Mincha. How he prepares himself to come to the Shiur. That's what exactly the whole point here is. Actually, he should have given us this message at 6th of Sivan, when the Torah was given, but no. When you prepare for something, you know, people, without a shame, can you go? You know, they go out, so now if they have a appointment, what do you call it, appointment? Or?
Yeah.
The whole day, they cannot think. Oh. Say, where are you? You know, he says, so I'm not here. Hey, where are you? Why? Because they're so excited, you know, was that a shame? You know, just could not bang the Mamba Israel. Right? So here, that's what exactly the whole point here. So if you just come to Shacharit, come to Mincha, you know, come to Shiur, open your book, that's the excitement that shows how you care about Avodat Hashem. And this is an unbelievable point that Rashi HaKadosh is teaching us, that to be fresh, to be excited, is not at the moment that the matter is taking place. To care about something, you're excited, you know, all day, week before, month before, year before. That shows how you care about the matter. The hachana actually is the main matter for doing the mitzvah. But if you just, you know, you get it down, it means, you know, let's get it over with. Okay, finished. That's it. I did it. But here, that's the whole point here is, that's the week we're going through. Lahachin, we have to prepare ourselves because we have a very, very important appointment. Ribono Shel Olam, Avinu Shebashamayim, Zad Hashem, Hashem Baruch Hu Yizakeh Otanu, to be completely ready.
Amen.
And Zad Hashem Yizkeh Yeshuot, Besorot Tovot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.